USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Judiciary Committee has started confirmation hearings for Ketanji Brown Jackson. Here's Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
This committee should inquire, will you protect the rights of Americans to speak, to say unpopular ideas, to say ideas that the government doesn't want you to say, that you nonetheless have a right to say? Will you protect freedom or restrict it? Will a justice vote to defend your Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms, to defend your family, to defend your children? Or will a justice roll over to the Democrats that want a disarmed citizen?
The committee hearings will continue throughout the week. In more American gun violence, 10 people were shot at a spring break party in Dallas, and several others were injured as they tried to escape the gunfire. One person is still in critical condition following the shooting at the Space Dallas, a party venue. 9 other victims were taken to hospitals in stable condition. No arrests have yet been announced. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
European Union countries today accused Russia's military of committing war crimes in Ukraine, but appeared unlikely to impose any new sanctions on Moscow, despite anger across Europe for those responsible for the attacks on civilians to be held accountable. With civilian deaths mounting in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock highlighted the increase in Russian attacks on civilians, including hospitals, children, and theaters. Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder and several other officials must testify in a civil trial involving engineering firms being sued by 4 families of children over liability for lead-contaminated water connected to the Flint water crisis. U.S. District Judge Judith Levy denied motions by Snyder, 2 former state-appointed emergency managers, and ex-Flint city officials to squash subpoenas, compelling them to testify. The 4 families were not part of a $626 million settlement between Flint residents and the state of Michigan. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
There's been a major plane crash in China.
A China Eastern Airlines Boeing 737-800 with 132 people on board crashed in the mountains in southern China on a domestic flight Monday after dropping 31,000 feet in 1 minute. China's media is reporting contact was lost with the plane over Wuzhou and there were no signs of survivors. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Art auctions saw a record year in 2021 with $17.1 billion in sales as that market continues its rapid growth in Asia and the United States, recovering from its coronavirus slump, according to the experts named Art Price. That figure marked a 60% increase from 2020 when sales were hit by the initial disruption of the COVID-19 pandemic. It was boosted by a number of big-name auctions, such as the $45 million Bocelli and the $34.9 billion Frida Kahlo sales in New York. There was also the landmark moment when digital artist Beeple sold an NFT for $69 million, the third highest figure ever paid for a living artist. If you're traveling, there are still 125 destinations currently at what the CDC calls level 4. The CDC thresholds for travel health are based on the number of COVID-19 cases in a destination. Tourist favorites stalled on level 4 include Aruba, Brazil, Canada, Egypt, France, Greece, Peru, and Spain. The United Kingdom has been on that list since July of 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.